Why am I here? I didn't do anything wrong. You can't keep me. Yes, I showed my breasts in the middle of the street. So what? It was a stupid dare. And I only showed it to my friends. Okay, maybe I should have been careful there weren't any kids around. But come on. They've seen their mummy's titties when they were sucking on them. What's wrong with seeing another woman's? Okay, I get it. Shouldn't have shown my bare chest in the middle of a fucking park. I promise to never do it again. Happy? Can I leave now? What do you mean spend a night in a No, I'm not spending a night in a cell. Not in the middle of prostitutes, junkies, hobos, and perverted fucking cops. Yes, perverted cops. Just because I'm wearing something a little tight, they've all taken a good hard look at me when I was doing the walk of shame, thanks to you. Even you have a hard time looking me in the eyes. What? You thought I wouldn't notice? I see you checking me out every time I look away. Maybe you wish you would have caught me red-handed, huh? That you'd seen my young tits? So you at least have something to think about when you jerk yourself to sleep tonight. What's the matter, officer? Am I right? Do you wish you could have seen them? I can show them to you now, if you want. Even if you don't, actually. Here. Take a good hard look at my young, natural breasts in all their glory. Do you like them, officer? Wanna have a feel? No. Stay in your chair. I'll come sit on your lap. Of course I can lock the door. Though, I wouldn't mind if someone found out what you're making me do. Having me take off my top and bra to reveal my breasts. Then sit on your lap so you can play with them. You are one very dirty officer. Even if I am the one who suggested it, you never disagreed. And now that I'm sitting on you, that you're fondling my breasts with your hands and sucking on my nipples, you don't sound very convincing. It wouldn't take much for me to just scream and alert the other officers. Then, after they forced the locked door, they would find you in a very compromising position. What do you think would happen? Would they fire you for being a pervert? Or maybe they would join you? Those perverts in uniform. They'd surely love to play with me. The way you're playing with me. Ooh. Is that your dick twitching underneath me? You like the idea of getting caught. Of having several men taking advantage of me. Should I scream and see if that's the way things go? No? But I'd love to feel multiple men on me. Is that because you don't want to share me? That you want to keep me all to yourself? That you want to hear me moan for you? And only you. That's what you like. I can feel your dick twitching so much through your pants. It must hurt being so hard, being so big in such a tight space. We should probably do something about that. But what? Take it out? I could do that. But what do I get from it? Let me think. I know. If I take it out and ease it, you get me out of here without even a warning. Sounds fair to me. What do you think? Do you agree? Good. Now let me see what I'm working with. I expected you to be smaller because, you know, you're a policeman. But that's more than enough cock to have fun with. Don't be so impatient, officer. Here are the rules. Only I get to touch. I decide when you come. And you just sit there, moan and whimper and enjoy. I promise you're gonna love it. Understood? Good. Now, let's begin. How are you going to react when I close my fist around the base of your hard cock? Do you like it? When I squeeze it, I can feel you twitching in my hand, and I haven't even started to stroke you. You should probably relax, because I don't want you coming any time soon. I want my hand to go slowly up the shaft, until it's right around the swollen head of your cock, and just squeeze some more. There's already pre-cum leaking out. Are you that turned on? You really are a perverted officer, getting turned on by a barely legal woman's gorgeous breasts, then letting her tease and play with your cock while you sit in your chair, helpless. Also, you will drop the charges against her. That's right. You are a pervert. A pervert who is getting his dick stroked in his office. A pervert who is moaning so much for me. You should be careful. What if someone hears you? They would find out you're a pervert. That you enjoy making young women stroke your dick, or they tell you how much of a pervert you really are. Yes, you are. You're a pervert, officer. You're the biggest pervert in the police station. But do you want to hear a secret? I'm a pervert too. I love making men hard for me, then stroking them, and even sucking them until they come. I especially love when we risk getting caught. Anyone could find us, could figure out what's going on in here, force the door open. They would find me whispering dirty fucking things to you while stroking you. They would find you moaning and whimpering and your cock twitching so much in my hand. I think It wants more than just my hands, though. I think your cock wants my mouth. What do you think, officer? Begging for me, even though I didn't ask you to. You really are filthy. Well, I guess I have to get on my knees. Spread your legs a bit so I can fit. Look at all this pre-cum oozing out. Makes me want to taste it. Delicious. I think you taste pretty good, officer. Despite being a pervert. But can you take being in my mouth? Can you take the feeling of my soft lips closing around your cock as I take you deeper and deeper all the way until you reach the back of my throat? You can't come yet, remember? Not until I say so. So you better be ready, because you're about to hit the back of my throat. Oh, you wanted more than just one go? You wanted me to bob my head up and down while I swallow your cock, didn't you? You're dirty, you know that? But I'm gonna do it. So you better not come. You twitching like crazy. If I hadn't stopped, you would have come in my mouth. Am I right? I don't believe you. You're such a pervert. You probably wanted to do that from the very beginning, but you can't, because I didn't say so. Let's see if you can deal with one more round with my mouth. No coming. So fucking close. You want to come, don't you? You're on the edge of orgasm, doing your best to keep it in, but a pervert like you can't hold on forever. And I think it's about time you get it. Don't you agree, officer? Although a pervert like you only gets to come from my hand, I'll let you spray your load all over my tits. I'll stroke and stroke and stroke your cock. I want you to look at my tits. If focus on them. Watch as you coat them with your hot, thick cum. They're the ones that got you so excited. They're the reason you've acted like a pervert. And now you're going to give them that warm load from the depths of your fucking balls. Because I told you so. Go on, officer. Come for me. Cover my tits. Paint them white. Yes, come on. Come on. I know you can. I know you want to. So come all over my perfect fucking tits. Yes. That's it. Come for me. Come real hard for me. Give me all that filthy cum from that perverted cock. Mark my tits with it. That's what you like. When young women like me make pervert officers like you come all over our tits in your office. Fuck. Oh, fuck. There's so much cum. You really are a big pervert. Well, officer, thank you for your hard work on keeping our streets safe. I promise not to do anything that's against the law in the future. But if I do run into trouble, I'm sure I can count on you to help me out. Right?